The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes I am, yes I am.
Good morning. This is a pre-recorded political bombshell. Hey, how are you? This is your Friday morning headline reports. So, let's get to it right away. Giuliani says, I never said there was no collusion with Russia. Let's just look into this a little bit. He says here that the president's personal attorney said he doesn't deny that the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia in 2016 election, only that Donald Trump himself did not. Speaking on CNN on Wednesday night, Giuliani claimed he has only said Trump himself was not involved in the collusion. There is not a single bit of evidence that the President of the United States committed the only crime you can commit here, conspiring with Russia to win the election, or hack the DNC rather. So, I am so past caring about this, and I think most of us are. Get on with it already. Who blinks first? There's an ugly picture of Nancy Pelosi here. She has to be the ugliest woman ever. Okay, so it says here, of all the issues at stake as President Donald Trump and the Democrats wrangle over his prize border wall, the latest snag is whether bargaining over the proposal should come before or after shuttered government agencies reopen. Obviously, it should come before it reopened, because we all know we cannot trust the Democrats. And if you, Donald Trump, you open the government, they will not negotiate. They are known liars. You will ruin your 2020 chances. This will be, as I've heard on another show somewhere, this will be your read my lips moment, and you will lose in 2020. So do not do it. Do not do it. And that's all I'm going to say about that. These are just morning previews. I'm not going to go over every story here. Over 700 million emails, passwords found on Hacking Forum. That's a lot. Hopefully Mines is not in there. I know Mines isn't in there. You know why? Because I use LastPass. I suggest you use LastPass. I've talked about it before. It's basically, let me find the official LastPass. Okay, I did not want you to open Mines. I wanted you to Google it. Okay, Google it. Let's hold on a second here. Come on, what are you doing to me here? All right, let's do this. This thing is trying to slow me down. Don't do it, don't you do it. What is going on here? I said Google. Computer is seen to be acting up. What is going on with this stupid thing? What is this? Will you please stop this computer? You know, the computer has a mind. There you go. Oh, you really aggravate me. I'm live on the air here. I don't have time for nonsense. LastPass. Okay. So when... I just want to get the official statements as to what it is. LastPass is a freemium password manager that stores encrypted passwords online. The standard version of LastPass comes with a web interface, but also includes plugins for various web browsers and apps for many smartphones. It also includes support for bookmarklets, LogMeIn. I don't know what that is. It's very, very good. Basically, I can't do without it. And let's say you're getting older, getting of a certain age where you just can't remember everything, and or you're one of these lazy bums who just want to just make the password, all your passwords, one universal password. So if someone were to hack you, it'd be a really, really easy way of getting to all your contact information and sensitive stuff. You don't want to do that. With LastPass, it creates just some passwords that will no one is going to ever remember these, not even you. And so all you got to do basically is you go to your LastPass and you click launch whichever service you want to launch, and it opens it, and that's that. Boom, boom. So I've talked about LastPass before. It's awesome. So I'm going to leave a link in the description if you want to check it out. Keep trying to get my mom to do it, because she's one of these, okay, she just don't want to remember all these passwords. Okay, so that's it for LastPass. No, they did not pay me. I just use the product, and it's a great product. But Theresa May, Britain's lady, perpetual crisis. I am not a fan of hers, I gotta admit. She barely hung on to a no confident vote, so she's still the leader. She sucks. By the way, I don't know if she sucks literally. Don't you put words in my mouth. Don't you do it. Pelosi moves to belittle and undercut Trump in shutdown fight. She really looks evil. You look at her face. House Democrats on Wednesday were making plans to undermine President Trump at his January 29th State of the Union address. Just past 8:30 a.m., the leadership's communications arm sent an email to lawmakers urging them to bring federal workers or message-related guests to the nationally televised event. So basically, you can see what she's doing there. She's going to put all these people in there, and the president won't even be able to speak because they're going to yell probably and heckle him. Unknown to most of her caucus, however, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had decided on a more confrontational approach. Addressing a closed-door meeting of the House Democrats, the speaker read a letter she had just sent to Trump asking him to either postpone the speech until the federal government reopens or deliver the text in writing, citing security concerns. Surprised Democratic lawmakers cheered their leader's gravitas. If the government stays shut down, Pelosi would deprive Trump of the spotlight he craves. To be president, especially sensitive to acts of desperate and one with a hearty appetite for pomp and circumstance, the so-called invitation was not merely a power play, it was a calculated personal slight. If the 2 weeks since she reclaimed the speaker's gavel, Pelosi has moved aggressively to leverage her decades of congressional experience to needle, belittle, and undercut Trump with swipes at his competence and even his masculinity. The two leaders are locked in a standoff over partial government shutdown. But Pelosi's challenge to Trump also comes with a degree of risk for her and for the Democrat. The more she becomes the face of Trump's opposition, the more Republicans will probably use her unpopularity nationally to label vulnerable House Democrats as Pelosi's clones. Trump was largely indifferent to Pelosi's letter Wednesday, according to two people familiar with his remarks about the issue, who requested anonymity to speak about internal decisions. Trump and the White House decided not to respond because it was unclear whether Pelosi was actually canceling the event or just making a political statement, both of these people said. Mark Short, the Trump White House former legislative affairs director, said if security truly were Pelosi's concern, she would not have extended a formal invitation to Trump to deliver the address, which she did earlier this month after the shutdown began. If we really can't secure the President of the United States in the Capitol, then we have a much bigger problem, Short said. It's a bogus claim to say there are security concerns. Obviously, that is correct. Okay. White House redefines who essential to the parts of the government moving again. Things not being checked like they should be. Unpaid TSA screener citing financial hardship for missing work. I say stay out of there. It's better off without you feeling up granny. Okay, what else do we have going on here? What else? What else? We have Washington Post warns of fake edition circulating. Let's see. What fake? Fake Washington Post newspaper distributed in D.C. The lead front page story of the fake paper read, "Unprecedented. Trump hastily departs White House ending crisis." Fake print copies of the Washington Post were floating around the nation's capital Wednesday. The newspaper said it was aware someone had produced forged newspapers with fake headlines and stories inside. A fake website was also created. Organizer L.A. Kaufman claimed credit for making the paper, telling NPR that she worked with author Onisha and activist Yes Men. The website mimicked the paper and also changed the Post model from "Democracy Dies in Darkness" to "Democracy Awakens in Action." The newspaper said it was looking into who created the fake papers. They are fake print editions of the Washington Post being distributed around downtown DC, and we are aware of a website mimicking the Post. In a story, the Post noted that liberal activist organizer Code Pink published a video on a fake book in which copies of a fake paper were handed out. Alright, so I don't care. Amazon Alexa goes rogue, ignores commands, and won't turn off. See, this is scaring me because I'm going to be a new homeowner and I was going to get those speakers, but I hear so many stories of stuff like this. I really am afraid to go and dive into it. Okay, so the mysterious outage meant that Alexa, typically controlled by voice, was ignoring user requests. Outage tracker down detector received hundreds of reports about Alexa not working at around 8 a.m. UK time and was resolved about an hour later. Most of the reports were related to either server connections not working or problems with logging into Alexa. A global outage map showed that the users were experiencing issues around the world, although primarily in the UK and Europe, which was just waking up. A large number of reports also claim from in the US, although the majority of the Americans were sleeping at the time. One user on Twitter wrote, "Anybody else Alexa ignoring them this morning? It played my local radio station after a while, but won't do anything else. Just ignoring me. Won't even turn off." Another Brit complained, "Anyone else got a problem with Alexa this morning? Refusing to talk to me, just a spinny blue light and then goes off." One down detector, a user complained that he couldn't control his smart home, won't turn up the heat, and is thinking long and hard about whether to turn lights on or off. You see, this is why, honestly, I'm gonna stay in the Apple ecosystem as far as my smart home goes. So I haven't heard anything like that with HomeKit. So I'm gonna be in the Apple ecosystem. The only thing I'm using the Amazon Echo for is the speakers, because I can't afford to get all these HomePods. I know it's not as good, so I won't have that problem controlling my smart home. But yeah, we'll see. That's the one I'm leaning toward. I definitely don't want the Google one, so that's enough of that. What else do we have here? Tensions boiled over at CBS Town Hall. Very good. CBS employees voice concerns about strategy transparency in town hall. One staffer asked what would happen to $120 million in severance money that is being denied to former CEO Leslie Moons, or whatever they want to call him. Okay, let's take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Jihad. Hey. I'm in a big truck driving on people and I'm screaming Allahu Akbar. Hey. All the others walking past on their way but didn't get to walk far. Smoking on a blunt with Fousey tube and counting all the shot cars. All my homies be like Baka Laka, Gia Durka, Sherpa Durka. In my whip I'm backing up on people and I'm wearing my new burka. After this we blowing up some people on the street of Acapulco. Letting out my rage, killing infidels, it's the word of Allah. When I'm up in paradise, I rape a couple virgin girls with my going 80 miles an hour, driving a pedal van, rolling through a group of people, I'm just trying to fit in to a crowd of women. Ay, ay. Now I'm firing a rocket from the bottom of my pants. All the riches I'll be getting when I go up to heaven, 'cause I draw out some men. Ay, ay. Flying a big plane into a building and I'm screaming Allahu Akbar. I'm not good at landing f***ing planes, but I could hit a f***ing tower. Swerving through the city and I'm hitting random buttons, sipping vodka. Flying Virgin Airlines to a place where there's some virgins I could f*** up. I'm up in the hills of Bacalakistan screaming Allahu Akbar. Roll up on you on a camel with a 47 chewing on a tight pad. They shoot you from the back. We are from Iraq, came up from nothing like Oprah. Yo, yo, yo. They like Ahmed, how you blow up 12 car jihads and you only got 6 cars. Detroit. Strap up my Ankita with a 6-pack of bombs. When they come down the street, I say go fast. Oh snap, then my kid explodes like a note set. Love me or hate me, I just told the cold facts. Screaming Allahu Akbar, killing all the white guys. Kneeling toward Mecca, chilling with this guy Carl. Eating on a snack bar, filling up my mom's car. Screaming Allahu Akbar, screaming Allahu Akbar. I've been dropping bombs on major cities and I'm screaming Allahu Akbar. Drop them on the suckers and I turn them to spaghetti like it's pasta. Smoking on a blunt with Lil Boozy while the city people got God. All my homies back in Egypt selling pitas for $1.25. Hey bro, you need TNT? Special half off special, bro. Buy 8, get 9-11 free. We knock down 2 for the price of 1. Come down to Habib's Creeps. Half off exploding beebs. Fun for the kids. We have ISIS ices. Thank you, come again. Assalam Hussein Alaikum to you too, bro.
Are you alone? No one's out here and I was not followed. Love, love, you're already home. Party's over and you don't look so good.
Ha baby, se na një lately, shkundi muj së pom, edhe dhe i treti. Sanet po ndrojnë të munu më koni njeti. Poj është jam, jam a jo bashi kejti. Lejti shoqet që të thujnë si a vlejti. Së shpejtit harojnë si të bojnë frer për veti. Mas leti ishkon mi dhonë fun ma. Para se me pos diçka ma shumë na.
Welcome back, this is a pre-recorded show. Hey, so let's finish up the show here. Let's get back into some of these headlines. Who blinks first? We talked about that already. Unpaid TSA screeners citing financial hardship for missing work. Don't care. Don't like you guys. You shouldn't be there. We should be privatized. But that's just me. Venom from vampire bats. My revolutionized treatments for hypertension and heart failure. Interesting. Let's look into this and see what this is. Vampire bats scare, I guess bats in general scare me. It's one of my phobias. I am afraid of bats. I am. I remember when I was living in Hartford in my condo and some bats got in. I would not sleep in that bedroom again. And so instead of calling, which I should have done, calling someone to remove the bats, I did what anyone else would do. I killed them and got them out. I know, yes, it's not nice, I know. It turns out Dracula, may have some good in him after all. Australian scientists say the venom from vampire bats may pave the road to new treatments for a slew of medical conditions. But the road, they note, has also been dealt some bumps in the form of dangerous Mexican drug traffickers. The authors believe the new research led by a team at the University of Queensland Queensland prove that the creepy blood-drinking mammals have more to offer humans than hair-raising lore. A new class of blood pressure regulating peptides in the venom from the vampire bats may have revolutionized treatments for ailments including hypertension, heart failure, kidney disease, and burns. No thank you, bird, baby bird. I am not going to have a blood-sucking bat sucking on me. I don't think so. No. Not I. Things not being checked like they should be. I'm not going into TSA stuff. Don't care. Detective, what? Maligned by Netflix builds safe room after death threats. I heard about this. They're raising my Netflix again by $2. I'm getting sick of them raising my Netflix. I mean, it's gonna come a time. Basically, I'm gonna say, okay, if it goes past this point, no, I'm just gonna end the service. And so I have a figure in my mind. If it goes beyond that, then I'm gonna end it. But I'm not gonna say here. But I have a figure in my mind because I'm also paying for, you know, the for my PlayStation View streaming, Hulu streaming, and Netflix. So it's gonna be something's gotta give. I'm not gonna have you keep going up and up and up and up and away. So I have a number in my head. What number is in your mind? What number do you say no to Netflix? So the Netflix hit helped launch the current. The Netflix hit helped launch the current boom in docuseries, I guess. Now the detective at its center in suing for defamation and other real-life subjects are claiming emotional distress and worse, a cottage industry of conspiracy theorists is turning lives upside down. Okay, so this isn't what I thought it was about. I thought this was about the Netflix going up in price. All right, so what else we got here? Moonbeams fight CBS decision to withhold $120 million. Of course, I would fight in severance. I would fight too. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of dough. Santa Hitler mug found in home of Miami man. Cops say targeted Jews. Unreal. Tensions boil over at town hall. Execs avoid questions. Twitter is representatives training Dems on how to use social platform more effectively. Babies wanted. Nordic countries crying for kids. Paramount was Hollywood's mountain. Now it's a molehill. I should be laughing. Newborn found dead in Amazon distribution center. Oh, ouch. Oh, no. That does not. A newborn's body was found Wednesday night at Amazon distribution center in Phoenix. The CBS affiliate there, KPHO-TV, says. The incident was reported at around 8:30 p.m. according to Phoenix police. They said they responded to a call about a newborn baby found dead inside a woman's restroom. Oh, the woman probably delivered and just left it there. That's sick. Phoenix firefighters responded and confirmed the baby was deceased. Police said the case is an ongoing death investigation. Amazon released a statement Wednesday night to KPHO saying, "This is a terrible, terribly sad and tragic incident. We are working with local authorities to support the investigation. The safety and wellness of our team is our top priority." Wow, that's something. That is something. Wow. Anything else here? Protests and a punch thrown as Louis C.K. performed at comedy club. Here, human diet causing catastrophic damage to the planet. There we go with the nonsense. Suspect 21 had never fired a gun. Wanted anti-tank rocket to blow hole in White House. Huh? What is this? Oh my. Oh my. January 16, the wannabe arrested today for scheming to attack
attacked several Washington, D.C. targets, had never fired a gun, but assured his fellow plotters, both of whom were actually undercover FBI operatives, that he would use a shoulder-fire anti-tank weapon to blow a hole in the White House. Looking at his picture, he definitely looks like he's that of a Muslim descent, put it that way. Like many prior radicalized nitwits, Hashar Jalal-Tahib, 21, appeared penniless and relied heavily on the undercover agents to move the plot forward, according to a complaint filed today in the U.S. court in Atlanta, Georgia. While acknowledging his lack of experience with weapons, Tahib, seen at the right, which he's Muslim, probably Islamic, probably believed heavily in the throwback religion, assured his quarters that he had never shot a gun but could easily learn. This is what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I don't like this at all. I don't like it one bit, not one bit at all. You know, I don't like it. I really don't. Because here you have this throwback who wants to blow a hole. He's a terrorist, plain and simple. Did you hear anything about this guy? Why? Because he's of Muslim descent. Oh no, they're protective class. You can't talk about the Muslim. No, no. Get out of my face with that. Sickening. It's really sickening. So, continue reading this. According to the complaint, Tahib wanted to attack the White House on January 17th using firearms, backpack, and explosive, and an AT-4 anti-armored weapon. Wow. Did we hear anything about this? If this was a white man, you bet your ass it would be all over the news. You'd hear every person, oh, whitey supremacist, white supremacist. How about this Islamic supremacist? How about him? Oops, I said the word. Oops. Oopsies. I just get fired up. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not gonna bite my tongue because you have some Islamic throwback, and because so-called PC, you can't be critical of someone of a Muslim descent. Get out of my face. You don't tell me what I can and what I can't do. So, let's get back to the story. According to the complaint, Tahib wanted to attack the White House January 17th using firearms. So, Tahib was arrested today after he met with other FBI undercover agents to swap his car for weapons and explosives to be used in the planned White House assault. Tahib was the only individual not affiliated with the FBI who was involved in any aspect of the alleged plot. During a December 14 meeting with an FBI undercover agent, Tahib said that he wanted to attack the White House, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and a specific synagogue. The complaint does not reveal how Tahib planned to carry out this plan, but it does note that he wanted to locate a base where his fellow plotters could regroup and where he could give a speech to motivate people. The FBI learned of Tahib in March when a local law enforcement representative passed on a tip from a community member. Good for you. When you see something, you say something. Very good. I'm definitely going to be active in if I see something, say something. Now that I'm a homeowner, oh, you bet your sweet ass you ain't gonna come into my neighborhood. But anyway, Tahib became radicalized and changed his name and made plans to travel abroad. So there you go. Rot in jail, douchebag, rot. Rot in jail. Rot forever! Terrorist bastard. All right, on that note, I think that I am going to end the show. So, I got to go. God's willing, I will be with you Monday from my new undisclosed location home. See ya!
Political corruption in the nation. Coming into town. No politician is allowed. There political bomb show. Come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb show. Come on, people, let's go.
So happy it's Friday.